Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnayos D'maya Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav and Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnayos are being learned B'schos Reb Shlomo Zalman V'zugos Amar Yisiyat V'chol Yitzchak Halotzeim. This should be commenced with a Sachat Tzlocha and Siyat D'shmaya, good health, Parnasa B'shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And Mishnah Vav continues talking about swished produce. Hanaisin L'chamoisei, a person gives produce to his mother-in-law so she can make some food for him. Ma'aser Es Shunaisin Lav Es Shunaita Mimeno. He has to take Ma'aser off of that which he's giving to her and that which he's taking from her. B'pnei Shi Chashud L'Chalif Es Hamiskalkel, because she suspected that she's going to switch food that got ruined. And she's going to want to make sure that she gives her son-in-law food that wasn't ruined, so she's going to take some of her produce, some of her food, and give it to her son-in-law. And on Rabbi Huda says, and really the Tanna Kamma is Rabbi Huda, it's the same person. He explains this further, writes, she wants her daughter to have something that's good, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law. She's embarrassed to give ruined produce or ruined food to her son-in-law, and therefore, if the food or the produce gets ruined, she's going to switch it out for her own, which did not have proper mices taken off, and she's going to give that to her son-in-law. That's why the son-in-law, before he gives produce to his mother-in-law who's an Am Aretz, he has to make sure he takes Maaser off of it so that his mother-in-law doesn't end up eating something that didn't have Maaser taken off of it. And when he receives produce, when he receives food from his mother-in-law, he has to take Maaser off of it as well. Now the Chum do not agree with Rabbi Huda, and they say that a mother-in-law is not suspected of switching out food for her son-in-law, and therefore he does not have to take off Maaser before he gives her food, and he doesn't have to take off Maaser when she gives him food. However, Rabbi Huda does agree to the Chachamim that if he gave his mother-in-law produce during the Shemitah year, and this is not Shemitah produce, she's not suspected of switching it out for something else, because she's not going to feed her daughter Shemitah produce, which isn't proper produce to feed her daughter-in-law. She's an Am Aretz, and she knows that she doesn't know all the halachas of Shemitah, and therefore, when it comes to Shemitah, she's not suspected of switching anything, and therefore, Rabbi Huda agrees to the Chachamim that when it comes to Shemitah, wouldn't have to suspect her of switching anything. And now moving on to Parak Dalad Mishnah Aleph, we've learned many times previously that an Am Aretz is not Nemah. He's not trusted to say that he took off Maaseres. However, this Mishnah is going to tell us that there are certain scenarios where he is trusted. The Mishnah tells us, Halakech Peres Misha Einu Neman Al Maaseres, a person bought produce from someone who's not trusted on Maaseres, he bought produce from an Am Aretz. The Shachach L'Asron, he forgot to take off all of the Maaseres, and it turns out that it's Shabbos now. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off Maaser. V'shoyle b'Shabbos. And then he goes to this Yarkan, he goes to this fruit and vegetable vendor on Shabbos, and he asks him if he took Maaseres off, Yoichel Al Piv. On Shabbos, he's allowed to eat based off of what this person told him. He went to the vegetable vendor's house on Shabbos, and he asked him, did you take Maaser off of your fruits and vegetables? And the fellow tells him, yes, he can trust him on Shabbos and eat these fruits and vegetables on Shabbos. However, Chashcha Matzah Shabbos, the moment it becomes dark on Matzah Shabbos, lo yoichal ad she'aser, he's not allowed to eat these fruits and vegetables anymore until he takes Maasers off. That's because Chachamim only gave this special heter for Shabbos itself, but they were afraid that if we're going to allow this heter to carry over until Matzah Shabbos, until Sunday and Monday, then people are going to end up relying on these fruit and vegetable vendors who are Amei Ratzim even during the week. Therefore, the heter is only for Shabbos. Now, let's say Lemetzai, he wasn't able to find the fruit and vegetable vendor that he bought all of his fruits and vegetables from. But no worries, Amar Lei Echad She'einu Neman Al Maaseres, another person who's not trusted on Maaseres, another Am Aretz told him, don't worry, Musar and Hain, they had Maaser taken off of them. I know the fellow you bought them from, and I know that he took Maaser off of them. Oichel Al Piv, he could also eat based off of what that person said, even though it wasn't the fruit and vegetable vendor himself that told him, he could still trust his other Am Aretz. Chashcha Maaseh Shabbos, the moment it comes dark Matzah Shabbos, lo yoichal ad she'aser, he's not allowed to continue eating them until he takes Maaser off. Includes with a similar halacha, but specifically talk about Medoma. Medoma is a mixture of chulin and truma. You have a pile of chulin, you have a pile of truma, and then they got mixed up together. That pile is called Medoma. It's aser for anyone besides a kohen to eat, unless the proportion of chulin to truma is 100 to 1. So now the Mishnah tells us, trumas Maaser shel demai shechazalim kaima. This person separated trumas Maaser of demai before he gave it to a kohen. It accidentally fell back into the pile, so now we have a medoma mixture. We have chulin and we have trumas meiser of demai inside this chulin. Reb Shimon Shazuri says, af b'chayil shayalai va'ichal piv. Even during the week, we can ask the Am Aretz whom he bought this produce from if he had taken off trumas meiser, if he had taken off all the meisers and trumas meiser, and we're going to trust him even during the week. Why is that? Since we're talking about truma over here, we're not just talking about meiser. Truma is much more chamer than meiser, as we've said previously, so the Am Aretz is believed even during the week because Am Aretzim are scared of truma. They know that truma is much more chamer than meiser, and so we can trust them even during the week regarding this trumas meiser. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.